Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. Most of Texas has its water back after deadly winter storms barreled through the South last week. About 1 million people are still out. Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner says even though water treatment plants are back online, it doesn't mean everyone has water.
Even though the power has been restored, and even though the water pressure has normalized for many people across our region, they have busted pipes, they had to turn off the water, and they are still in need of water and food.
The problems are not limited to Texas. The Associated Press reports more than 40,000 customers in Louisiana lack water. So do residents of Jackson, Mississippi, and Memphis, Tennessee. Pharmaceutical companies Pfizer and BioNTech have started testing a third shot of their COVID-19 vaccine. NPR's Joe Palca reports they're trying to learn if an additional shot helps protect against coronavirus variants.
A large efficacy study showed that two shots of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine provided more than 90% protection against COVID disease. But that study was conducted before the new and possibly more dangerous viral variants were emerging in the United States. Laboratory tests suggest the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine could be less protective against at least one of these variants. So the idea of a third shot is to try to boost someone's immunity as a way to maintain protection. The companies are also planning to test a reformulated vaccine that would specifically target the new variants. Joe Palca, NPR News.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has created a new website to help people find COVID-19 vaccines in their states. The site is called vaccinefinder.org. Users can put in their zip codes and see an interactive map with sites offering the shots near them. But the CDC says the number of sites shown will be limited at first. Again, the website is vaccinefinder.org. New claims for unemployment dropped sharply last week. NPR's Scott Horsley reports jobless claims are still very high by historical standards.
The Labor Department says about 1.2 million people filed new claims for unemployment last week. That includes 730,000 claims for state benefits and another 451,000 claims under the federal program for gig workers and the self-employed. Claims were down sharply from the previous week, suggesting a drop in layoffs, although bad weather and other factors may have distorted the count. As of early February, some 19 million Americans were receiving some form of jobless aid. Many of those benefits are set to expire next month. Congress is weighing a $1.9 trillion economic package that would, among other things, extend emergency jobless aid through August. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, stocks are lower. The Dow Jones Industrials are down about 54 points at 31,907. The NASDAQ is down nearly 88 points. This is NPR. Armenia's prime minister says the country's military has asked him to resign. He says it's an attempted coup. Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan has been bitterly criticized for his handling of a violent conflict with neighboring Azerbaijan. In Myanmar, supporters of the military government have attacked and injured several anti-coup protesters in Myanmar's biggest city, Yangon. Michael Sullivan has more from neighboring Thailand.
The pro-military group, roughly 1,000 strong, carried knives, clubs, and stones as they attacked anti-coup demonstrators near Sule Pagoda in the heart of the city. A video of one attack shows several men, one with a knife, attacking a man just outside a hotel. Other anti-coup protesters were surrounded and beaten by the military supporters, some of whom carried signs in English that read, "We stand with our defense services." Anti-coup protesters are vowing to continue their efforts until the military steps down. Today's violence followed Facebook's decision to ban all military-linked accounts from both Facebook and Instagram, a decision the social media company said was prompted by events since the coup, including deadly violence. For NPR News, I'm Michael Sullivan in Chiang Rai.
The UN's humanitarian chief is urging nations to donate relief aid to Yemen. Mark Locock is asking countries, especially in the Persian Gulf, to donate nearly $4 billion. He says aid to Yemen was slashed last year, and Yemenis lost food and other vital humanitarian aid. The UN is warning of famine. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.